This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Have you ever seen a snowbird? When we lived in Florida, we did every year as people migrated south to the beaches from their houses in the north. A couple from Minnesota decided to go to Florida to thaw out during one extremely difficult winter. They planned to stay at the very same hotel where they had spent their honeymoon 20 years earlier, but because of conflicting schedules, it was difficult to plan their travel on exactly the same day. So the husband left Minnesota and flew to Florida on a Thursday, while his wife planned on flying the following day. Upon his arrival, the husband discovered that the hotel had changed a bit. It was modernized. Connections for a computer were in his room, so the husband decided to email his wife. Unfortunately, in typing out the address, he transposed one letter. Without realizing his error, he sent the email to a widowed woman in Houston who had just returned from her minister husband's funeral. He had been preaching, suffered a massive and fatal heart attack, and was suddenly called home. It was after the funeral that the Houston widow checked her email, expecting messages of sympathy and comfort from her relatives and friends. But after reading the first message, she fainted. When the widow's son rushed into the room to find his widowed mother breathing yet on the floor, he saw the computer screen, which had this message, not knowing it was from that Minnesota man vacationing in Florida. The message read, "To my loving wife. Subject, I've arrived." Here's what the message said. "I know you're surprised to hear from me. They have computers here now, and you're allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I've just arrived and checked in. I see that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was." And then this PS was added. "It sure is hot down here." And God said in Hebrews 9, verse 27, "It is appointed for man once to die, and after that the judgment. Since everyone lives forever, whether in heaven or in the lake of fire, where will you spend eternity? How do you get there? To get to the bad place, do nothing. But to go to God's great heaven, here is what you do. Admit that you're a sinner," Romans 3, verse 23. "Recognize that sin deserves eternal punishment," Romans 6, verse 23, and part A. "Acknowledge that Jesus endured your punishment for you at Calvary," Romans 5, verse 8. "And then apply what Christ did on the cross to your life and ask Him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior," John 1, verse 12. "For as many as receive Him, to them God gave the power and ability to become the sons or children of God, to as many as believe on His name." You know, it may be hot down there in Florida, but it's always pleasant in the presence of the King. Use your words, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Respond to the gospel and practice His presence each day.